AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Matt and Brett here, surprisingly enough. Hi. When was the last time I did a show with you, Matt?
Well, it's been rare where you and I have been on the same Matt McNeil Show.
I'm thinking it's you, but, you know... I did want to make sure I mentioned to everyone out there, we got Best Ofs coming up here on Monday, Memorial Day, right?
Yeah, we have your very famous Lost show where Kurt Doubt melts down.
The Lost show. Oh, we might have another meltdown before the weekend's out on Kurt. I'll get to that here in a second. The Lost show. If you've not heard the Lost show, it's because it was the Lost show. It was a show we did. Because we stream this thing live, and whether or not we're punching energy into a metal stick to create a wave signal, or if we're just online, we do a show. Well, they were working on maintenance on the tower one day, and we did an entire show that basically only went over. It was streamed live on Tuned In, right?
Yeah, it was just over the internet, audio and video.
Audio, video, and a lot. It's the Lost show, and it is a magnificent show.
When I was editing that, you got to go back and listen to how much you lose it at the very end when we do that Curb Your Enthusiasm theme.
Kurt Doubt,
which was solid, by the way.
Kurt Your Enthusiasm. Yeah. Oh, gosh. So there you go. It is The Lost Show on Monday. Enjoy. Make sure you have a safe Memorial Day. I will say it sounds like it's just going to be magical on the roadways. I imagine already the roads up in some of the areas here are just – yeah. It sounds like the 35 has got single lane at Rush City. Is it single lane?
Wait, intentionally?
Well, they're doing – it's that moving construction zone, dude. They just started on the southern border and they run it all the way up to Duluth, and then they start back on the southern border again. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the way it is. There's always some sort of lane closure on the highway there, so it's going to be tough. Apparently, it's single lane in 94 at Alexandria. Good luck there.
Really, Memorial Day weekend. Oh, that's a good time to do construction.
Well, I mean, I'm shocked they can't get it to a point where they get at least two lanes open in both directions. But Highway 55 is also shut down Maple Lake to Annandale due to construction. That will be magical, but that won't be as bad. I mean, I'll tell you what. What's the over under on the backup? Isn't that the Pine River? It goes over there. They're redoing that whole bridge up there on 35 at Rush City. Oh no, not the Pine River. That's Rush City. So it's up north of Hinckley, or by Hinckley, south of Hinckley. Anyway, it runs up to the Pine River. That's right. It runs up to that bridge. I've been on that road. It's what's the backup? An hour and a half, 2 hours right now.
I usually went up Lake Mille Lacs. Why was the 94 magic? Which I'm guessing is probably backed up close to Plymouth right now. That single lane.
And the 94 doesn't even go into Plymouth.
No, I mean when it goes 494, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's backed up into Iowa, even though 94 doesn't even go into Iowa. It's that bad, people. Run for your lives. Stay at home. If it stops raining, will you freaking stop raining out there? If it stops raining, it will be delightful here. We're supposed to have gorgeous weather the next 2 days. It's supposed to be 70s, sunny both days. Dry things out. We definitely need that. But grill some meats or vegetables, whatever your thing is, and just hang out. It's the coolest dang city in the world. So just hang out here, have some fun, and enjoy Minneapolis, St. Paul if you get the chance. 952-946-6205. I mention Kurt Doubt's potential meltdown because if you haven't heard, so we got the special session started today. The Senate, both the majority and minority party, adopted, waived the rules so they could take up these bills. Funny story, at least until I came on the air, it was about 20 minutes before I came on the air, I checked. It didn't sound like Kurt Doubt and the minority party Republicans in the House had waived the rules yet, which means that House is in session until they're done. They want to be, be done with it. And Speaker Hortman has basically said, fine, if you want to do it this way, we'll stay in session. I'll keep the House open in session all the way through Memorial Day. My gut feeling is going to be, did I just hear Kurt Doubt?
I was trying to get the sound effect ready for when you talk about him. You overheard it. Okay.
I know where we're going. Get ready, kids. Bring everyone around the radio. It's going to be magical time here. So my gut feeling is we are going to get a lot of Kurt Doubt whining and yelling. Let's hear it there. Example like this. Are you sure that's Kurt Dodd? That's not Drozdowski? Oh, there it is. There's Kurt. There it is. Oh, Kurt. Sit down and shut up. Hey, by the way, when you say "how dare you," you know, how dare you, mute button, you can just sit down and shut up. I don't know how Melissa Hortman keeps her patience with you, but you're one of the most petulant little man children I've ever seen in my entire life. That being said, my gut feeling is they will keep the House in session until sometime tomorrow, and because these Republicans are desperate to keep image out there. I mean, they don't give a rat's caboose about the troops. Republicans do not care about the troops. I firmly believe that. As a veteran myself, I see a lot of veterans who love photo ops with the troops, but when it comes to taking care of the troops, giving them the proper funding, the proper medical care, Republicans do not. As a matter of fact, their only concern is making more veterans, which is kind of scary. But they desperately need that Memorial Day photo op. So my gut feeling is Kurt Dowd will and the Republicans in the House will finally cave and, you know, frantically like, okay, fine, and then just kind of sit and stew and then act as if they were somehow, you know, misguided. A reminder, Kurt Dowd, Joyce Pepin, and my guess would be a bunch of lobbyists walked into a room. Kurt emerged with a 1,000-page bill. Chucked the bill at the Democrats, said, you have 20 minutes to vote on this. Vote now! So for Kurt to complain about trans, and most of the stuff that was in the bill had never seen a committee hearing, had never been brought up, had never been talked about. Yeah, Kurt Dowd does not have any right to complain about transparency at all. At all. But needless to say, I think things are going to get done here. We should do a little bit of an inventory that about what exactly did get passed, what did not get passed. Starting off, we'll talk about opiate bill, the opiate feeds. That Tim Walz has already signed a law that will establish new licensing fees for drug manufacturers and distributors, raise roughly $20 million a year to combat the opiate crisis. And that got passed, and thank God that got passed. I mean, we are way behind the wheel in my mind as far as dealing with that. I think it's something that we should have dealt with a long time ago. And, you know, it's a shame that things did not get done earlier on that. The provider tax. This was a big one too. It's a tax on healthcare, that the money that is raised on this tax goes to give healthcare to the poorest people in the state of Minnesota. It had a expiration date on it, courtesy of the Republican Party. Well, they did get rid of that expiration date, but it does go down from 2% to 1.8%. And so that's good. There was a boost to education funding. That was pretty good. I'm okay with that. 2% more each year for the next 2 years. I still think that they have to – I think Governor Walz is right. They have to revisit the funding as an overall thing, because these smaller districts – I mean, the craziness of education funding in outstate Minnesota is that you put a referendum out there that would raise everyone's property taxes in the district $50 so they can pay for needed upgrades and expansions of these schools. And to stop that, stop seeing your property taxes increase $50, people are paying thousands of dollars, thousands, to have these groups come in and defeat these referendums. There's just stupid beyond stupid. The Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force, I did want to mention, I can't tell you how happy I am they managed to get that done, because that is something which it's a crime that we haven't addressed that. And they did establish a task force to look into the staggering rates of disappearance and violence against Native American women, which is good. Local government aid, cities and counties are getting more than $50 million more in programs and aid. They basically – wasn't it – I think was it Walz who said, we're going to return this to the pre-recession levels of government aid, which I think was a good idea. They did change solitary confinement reporting requirements to stop people from chucking people into a room by themselves and letting them go insane. There was some very good journalism work on that, which led to that bill, because they kind of point out that you are torturing people in our prisons, and we shouldn't be doing that. Election security funding, and it also sounds like the census funding as well. Now, reminder, Mary Kiffmeyer, for some – this is the modern Republican. Mary Kiffmeyer, in my mind, was always going to allow this money to be there. But she wanted to look like she was being very studious. So she – even though we were the last state in the union to accept federal election security dollars – that was available. It didn't cost us anything. All we had to do is say, sure, we'll take the money. We were the last state because Mary Kiffmeyer wanted to think like I am trying to stop this. And, of course, it led to Mary Kiffmeyer's unbelievable comment that Russia hacks us all the time. What's the big deal? That's, I don't know. It's a foreign country trying to get our voter database. I would think that that would, as a woman who was supposedly Secretary of State at one point, you'd think that that would be something that crossed a line for you. But, you know, finally at the end, they did get the money, which was a good thing. Also, the census funding, MDRs to prepare for the once a decade census count, which kicks off. They did get the boost under the budget deal, which was once again money that was available to us, but Mary Kiffmeyer was implying that she wasn't going to take. Wage theft. This is also another good thing that got done. For the first time, state will define wage theft in law. And so basically you cannot steal an employee's wages, period. Now, there's a lot of things that didn't make it in, and we should give the Republicans a lot of grief about this because these are, for the most part, these were ideas. There is a lot of things that were good things that we wanted to get into this bill, the Democrats wanted to get into the bill, that didn't. And it might seem like, well, the Democrats, boy, they had to make a lot of concessions. The Democrats threw a lot of stuff out there this time around because they were the majority in the House, because they brought in an exceptional batch of Democrats, especially freshman Democrats, who were out there and ready to lead on day one with bigs like the Indigenous Women's Act. I mean, that's a great bill, and that got passed. Thank goodness. There were some things that did fall by the wayside, which, you know, just once again, it's just the way the Republicans are. That's just the way the Republicans are. It should be mentioned that they gun control legislation, that was one thing that Republicans insisted. Democrats, you just got to hammer these guys this next election cycle. And I'm sure they're all the metro area Republican senators are getting ready for to get their earnest faces on. Gee willikers, you know, I'm not against gun control. It's just that, you know, I think that is you should be working with the other side. And then so you'll say, okay, well, how about we limit the gun sales and we have ability for the police to take the guns away? The two bills that we put forward, once again, if we should make sure we understand this. The genesis of these two bills comes from the fact that you can basically, as much as Republicans say, you can't get a gun without an ID and all that. No, you can get guns easy. There are so many loopholes in the system that there are thousands of guns, you know, pouring into Minnesota legally where there's no background check and there's no ID involved. And we don't really have any idea who's got all these guns. But they're coming in thousands of guns. It is insanity. It is absolute insanity. So we wanted to close these loopholes and make it safer for Minnesotans. Nope, Republicans were against that. And then you had a case where if the police or family members were like, okay, you need to get the guns away from this individual because they're not safe. We need to have a way to strip the insane person who's threatening to gun down children at a school from their guns. We need to do something there. Republicans said, nope, that guy needs to be armed more. Give him more guns. Guns, 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 guns. So that's that. Those two bills failed. If you're a Democrat, you start hammering. You have Democrats ready to run now in those districts. In those districts in the metro area, Senate Republican districts, and you start hammering on them. You send those Democrats out to basically at every, you know, League of Women Voters, American Legion. Because you want gun control measures in the metro area are wildly popular. And so put them on the defensive right away. And, you know, maybe they'll wise up and maybe they'll say, okay, we can live with those two bills. But my guess is the Republicans are belligerent jackasses that basically are so betrothed to the NRA, even though the NRA was likely used by the Russians to corrupt the American political system, that they can't get out of their own damn way at this point. But that's just me. The gas tax increase, I've talked about this. I personally think walls to get the health care tax extended out so that we could get health care for the poor, specifically through the gas tax in there at a 20-cent per gallon increase, even though there's – I can make a justifiable argument that that's actually not enough of a gas tax increase. I think he put it in there to make sure that the medical tax got passed. I honestly think that. That being said, the roads desperately need some work in the state of Minnesota, desperately need work, desperately need to be upgraded. And because the Republicans refused on that, you know, they raised taxes. They're willing to go with the tax on the for the medical. So I guess that's, you know, I'll take that as a wash. We did stop the Republicans for, you know, giving tax breaks to wealthy people, giving private school scholarships. It's such a Republican. Our biggest priority is to make sure there's a tax break because that wealthy man over there, he gave money for a scholarship to that private school. And even though it might not get to a needy child, it might be going to another wealthy child within this district, he still should be able to take a tax break from it. Please. Driver's license for immigrants. That one kind of died fairly early in the session. I believe undocumented workers should be able to get a driver's license, and actually so does the Hennepin County Sheriff. So it's not exactly a perverse idea. Paid leave. Bill established statewide funding to cover paid family medical leave faltered because the Republicans said no. The emergency insulin. Actually, let me mention the gay conversion therapy. Once again, Republicans – there are Republicans in the House and Senate where the number one issue for them was the ability to torture and harass gay teenagers, you know, that they feel they can convert if they just scream at them enough away from being gay, who they are, who they were born as, because that's a bigger priority for them than anything else. That there was what, six Republicans in the Senate who said that they would vote against any bill that had that, not with not only, I think what they said was that not just that bill, but all bills, they would vote against all of them if they did not have gay conversion therapy still legal in the state of Minnesota. So the Republicans, there are Republicans where their biggest issue was torturing gay kids. Wow. That is spectacular as far as you're just how horrible of human beings you are. And once again, gay conversion therapy does not work. This is basically it's the midway, you know, medical expert talking about how my bottle of my medicine here will cure all your problems from your ankles to your elbows. It doesn't work. It's a fake. It's a fraud. Conversion therapy doesn't work. It just is a way for disturbed individuals who think that they are doing something somewhat mildly Christian can basically use to torture people to death in some cases. And in a lot of cases, there are a lot of people who, you know, get, you know, they basically torture these kids to death. And so that for some Republicans was the biggest deal ever. Biggest, most important thing. So that got stripped. Yeah. I would, especially in the metro area, I guarantee, and don't get me wrong, I mean, it wasn't metro area Republicans that were against it. It was your usual clown car, you know, guys like Grunhagen and stuff like that who were insistent on this basically coming there. I still think you basically start guilting these people in the metro area because, once again, gay rights are very popular in the metro area and gay conversion therapy is not. And nor are the Bachmans. So I would basically be hammering away on that issue starting today in those Republican Senate seats to pick up that Senate because you need the Minnesota Senate. It's clear, considering what Gazelka and Dowd are trying to do here, it's clear you need to have the Democrats in charge of the Senate if you're going to get anything done correctly. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. I want to get to the insulin thing because there's a legit question I have to ask about Republicans. How the hell did you get to this point? How did you get to this point? I'll talk about that when I do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for Standard Heating and Air Conditioning Spring Fever Sale, where you can save $1,700 or more on a new furnace and AC combo throughout May. We all love being outside in spring, but we have to come in sooner or later, hopefully later. And Standard will make sure you're ready. So find out more about Standard's Spring Fever Sale and how you can save $1,700 or more today at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is All Digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
By the way, I want to say a happy birthday to Robert Pilot. And by the way, I'm not going to say what your age is, dude, but I wish I looked half as good as you. You're older than me. What the hell happened to me, man? God, it's like I'm the portrait in the portrait of Dorian Gray. What the hell, man? Happy birthday to you, Robert. I hope you have a good one. On the live book stream here, I got a question from Matt. Matt, is there anything I should say to Nancy Pelosi this evening? If you're going to be seeing Nancy, do me this favor. Here's what I want you to say. Nancy, I saw an Iraq war happen that was completely and totally unjustified, and the Democrats let the Republicans go. I saw a banking industry who purposely torpedoed the world economy, costing millions of people billions and trillions worth of dollars. And the Republicans kept saying, no, we can't investigate. All you had to do is bring in the CFOs of those banks and ask them, show us where the money came in and the money went out. And if they couldn't do it, arrest them. You refused. And you said, let's let bygones be bygones and let's move on. You have a president who very likely worked with Russia. You have a president who clearly obstructed justice, who's as crooked as the day is long. We all know it. And he is terrified of you exposing him. If you do not do what your constitutional duty is to basically take this guy out of office because he's incompetent and he has proven to not be worthy of the presidency of the United States, and you look at us and you say, well, next time we will, I swear, I'll get my super duping wagon figure out at the next time. If you do that, I will make sure, then all you're going to do is you're going to double the amount of people that sat out the election. Because you know what? Regardless of whether or not your focus groups tell you that impeachment is good, the reality is it's beyond that. It's your job. Mueller said there were 10 cases of obstruction of justice that he could not clear him of, and he said that the Congress should investigate. You sitting there and insisting impeachment is off the table, you're forfeiting your job, and frankly, we could do better with than that. And I understand there's a lot of people like, just give her time. She knows what she's doing. We don't have time. We have to save democracy. And I got a story later on about how close we are teetering on the edge of losing it at this point. And if I have someone who says, well, in 3 or 4 years, we'll think about it. And then in 3 or 4 years, well, we'll just not do anything. We won't allow that to happen again. That is the epitome of weak leadership. I want someone that's going to be in there and saying, Robert Mueller, a Republican, told us we should investigate this. We're going to open full investigations and all this. And if he doesn't, if he basically doesn't give us what we need, we'll file the impeachment charges on that alone. Gary is in Minneapolis. Let's get Gary on in here before the break. Welcome on in, Gary.
Well, it'd be a hell of a lot, man, with what you're talking about if there was no Rupert Murdoch that we had in foreign public. But anyways, I got to call about this. You ever heard the old saying? It's a real old saying. If you want to live like a Republican, vote Democrat. And I want to add something else. You know, the Republicans, they can't win with nothing but dirty campaign, because if you run on the issues, there's nothing there but pain and suffering for the big masses of working class people in this country.
Absolutely. No, thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. No, it's I want if you want to be able to live your life, make a living wage, have health care, not have to worry about whether your two choices are bankruptcy or death, be able to afford your house, be able to afford a car, be able to afford some retirement, maybe some higher education for your kids. If you want to do any of that stuff, well, then you want to vote Democrat. And I'll – you know what? Truth, I will prove it. I will prove that to you when I come back, because there comes a point where you have to look at the – you have to look at – where the Republicans are at today, and you just have to ask yourself, how did you guys get here? How did you guys get here? I should mention here, now is the perfect time to upgrade your appliances. You won't find a better deal than from your locally owned independent appliance store, Warner Stellion. Visit one of the 9 Twin City stores. Learn about exclusive in-store savings now through June 3rd. There you go. Warner Stellion, a great advertiser here in the on AM 950. And we're glad to have them on board. But make sure you stop on by. Upgrade your appliances. You need to do that. Warner Stellion this weekend. You got some time. It's Memorial Day. You're not going to go into that traffic. Go visit Warner Stellion. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Brett from the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. You've heard Hunter tell you how much he trusts Zero Res to clean his carpets. Well, now it's my turn. What I love is that Zero Res cleans carpets without those smelly, harsh chemicals. Plus, when I have friends over to Repartee, I don't have to cover that old carpet stain with a floor lamp. And right now, you can get 3-room Zero Resified starting at $149. But you have to mention AM950. So call 952-ZERO-RES, mention AM950, and get that carpet cleaning off your to-do list. Believe me, you'll feel better.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their 2 convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Find a wide selection of outdoor hearth products at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether you prefer wood or gas, Woodland Stoves has the fire to fit your home. Pizza aficionados know nothing matches masonry oven baking for capturing flavor and nutrition. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can easily install one in your home or business. Enthusiasts use these ovens year-round for bread making, wood roasting, even grilling.
The mission and passion of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is to make the fire work for you. The way humans relate to fire is primordial. We have used fire to warm our bodies, cook our meals, and kindle our spirits. Our team has the know-how to do this in a clean-burning and environmentally smart way. Visit our store and experience the diversity. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin. See us online at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that fits and works for you.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
We're breaking out this time, making out with the wind, and I'm so disconnected.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. It's Greek to Me is the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. Why? Because they got a Memorial Day of fun coming up. Both Saturday and Sunday, they got Greek night going on. They're going to have a DJ, dance, tasty food and drink specials, kick off summer memories. The patio will be open, and it's supposed to be dry enough to be able to use the patio on Saturday and Sunday. So enjoy. 626 West Lake Street in Minneapolis. It's GreekToMeMN.com. It's GreekToMeMN.com. They got all the details about this weekend coming up. It's Greek to Me, the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. Now, I've talked about this insulin deal before. Once again, let me revisit one quick thing here. The Republicans who clearly said, oh, we agree with the Emergency Insulin Act, the ability for the state to have a stockpile of insulin to where that if there's a person out there who is going to die because they do not have insulin for their diabetes, that they are going to be able to get insulin from the state in an emergency capacity so there aren't dead people, that especially for something like this, where they all we need to do is provide them the medicine. Good idea. And once again, it's not the Republicans' fault. Well, for the most part, it's not the Republicans' fault that the greedy jerks that run these pharmaceutical companies have decided to basically dangle life-saving carrots in front of the sick and the needy. But that's, you know, the Republicans haven't exactly stopped it. And there was a lot of pushback initially about, do we really want to get into this? Well, at the end of the day, Republicans said that they would rather have an emergency fund as opposed to dead Minnesotans. And then Senator Michelle Benson and the rest of the Republicans basically tried to use the argument that a what was supposed to be an agreed to element of Health and Human Services bill was not on a spreadsheet that the Democrats submitted, henceforth that they purposely omitted it. And then she basically contradicted her own point on a quote that was from Mary LaHammer over at Almanac, Twin Cities Almanac, that she basically said they went back and forth on this and there were some big discussions and some things had to be cut. You know, that implies that this was not an omission, that this was a decision. And so that the Republicans decided to kill the insulin, Emergency Insulin Act, to have insulin available to the needy in Minnesota. And so it's led me to ask this question. Republicans, how the hell did you get to this point? I mean, seriously, how did you get to this point? Let's run the scenario, shall we? All right. We all agree that diabetes, we've had discussions here. Quinn Nystrom has been kind enough to come on the show many times, and I'd love to have Quinn come on back again. Quinn Nystrom, she's an advocate for people with diabetes. She has talked about the cost of insulin. She herself has said that this is life or death for many people. I have friends who have kids who need insulin. I know friends who have got plenty of money, so it's not an issue. But I also have friends who don't have a lot of money. And it becomes a question of whether or not they're going to have the life-saving medication for their children. It is a god-awful element of our society. And frankly, we should adopt some things like Colorado has now adopted, which caps the amount of money they can charge for a jar of insulin. And a reminder, insulin in Canada, insulin in Europe, made by these same exact companies, is dirt cheap comparatively to Americans. And the reason why is that Americans are their retirement plan. When they say, I want a seventh vacation home, when they want a 14th Jaguar, they want a 15th speedboat, they look at the American dying population as their bread and butter. That's exactly who these are. Some of the worst human beings who have ever lived on the planet. Executives at pharmaceutical companies are some of the worst human beings who have ever inhabited this planet, up with the worst of the worst. They are. They absolutely are. And they can make as much argument as they can. They have through their greed killed. They have killed many people through their greed. That's undeniable. So you have an individual here, and you know, diabetes is a horrible, you know, problem. People manage it, and it's unfortunate. But let's just say you have a mom who's got four kids. One day, dad takes off, and on the same day, she loses her job. The one child has diabetes, needs insulin, and things start going downhill for the mom. She doesn't have any money. She has to move out of her house. She has to get an apartment. She's having to work two jobs to try to just keep food on the table and keep the lights on in her apartment. She's trying to take care of the other kids while she takes care of her kids that needs insulin. And, you know, but things keep getting worse and worse. And you're now getting to the point where she's having to choose skipping meals. Kids have to skip meals in this woman's house. And by the way, this is not an exaggeration story. This is something that happens every freaking day here in the state of Minnesota. People have decided to have to skip a meal or two so that they can afford the medications that keep them alive. And finally, one day, she just does not have enough money for the insulin either. Now, if I had Michelle Benson here in studio and I brought in a 9-year-old child and sat them down right in front of her and I explained exactly what the problem is, I have a hard time believing that Michelle Benson is that cold, is that absolute cold, that she would not immediately open up her wallet and say, how much does the vial of insulin cost? Let's go get the insulin. I honestly believe that in those situations that she would, on an individual basis, of course, I think Gazelka would do it. I think even Kurt Doubt, that soulless clown, I think that even he would, okay, how much money do you need for some insulin? If you had the 8-year-old child in front of you saying, this child will die tonight, this child will die tonight unless they get this medication. I cannot believe that the lack of morality within these individuals would be to look at that child and say, it sucks to be you, kid. Good luck in the afterlife. No. I would think that even they would crack open their wallets at that point and pull the money out. But then even leads to, is that really the standard, that as long as it's this generic child that's going to die, not some child that actually is flesh and bones in front of a Republican, where they have to look at that child and say, time for you to die, Billy. But as long as it's just this vague, you know, there's some lazy people who don't get the jobs, and it sucks that they have a problem, but it's not the taxpayer of Minnesotans' fault. So, you know, I'm sorry, we can't help them out. And taking the Republicans' argument to their natural conclusion for the standard Republican, which is that they don't want to create a program that's abused, and henceforth, there are people who are basically cheating Minnesota to get their insulin. And here comes down to the basic difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. Republicans will allow people to die because that human being's life is not more important than a few $100 in taxpayer money. I am of the mindset is, okay, so a handful of people abuse the system, I don't really care. Did we save someone? Is the 8-year-old child alive? We're done. Good enough. We can then look at mom and try to get her some help, try to get her some assistance, try to get her some state agencies that might be able to get her up. But at the end of the day, I would rather make sure the 8-year-old child is not dead because taxpayer dollars are more important. How do you get to that point, Republicans? Seriously, how do you get to that point where when you're sitting there and it's not the child in front of you, it's just a theoretical abstract that's being debated in front of your mind? How do you get to the point where you say, you know what, a few kids are going to die? I wash my hands of it. I wash my hands of it. How do you get to this point? How do you consciously, you guys claim to be Christian, every single stinking one of you claims that you love the Bible, you love Jesus, Jeebus is great, yay, Jeebus. Y'all claim that, and yet I'm pretty sure Jesus would be like, fund the insulin, emergency insulin fund. Let's get the money in there. Let's make sure little Billy doesn't die. And who cares if a handful of people abuse the system? You guys didn't really care at all when Undersander came into the Minnesota House and admitted as a millionaire he was taking taxpayer money in free food through food assistance because he just didn't want to liquidate some of his investments. You guys applauded that about how brave is he that he is there and he's pointing out that if we feed hungry people, that someone like him, a Republican, is going to take advantage of the system. Isn't it great that we basically brought him in here? You didn't care about that kind of fraud. As a matter of fact, when the Democrats on that committee started screaming at Undersander about what the hell, let's arrest him now, you guys are like, how dare you? How dare you arrest the man for stealing a few $1,000s worth of government money? You didn't care because that government waste was okay as long as it fueled a narrative that feeding poor people food was a violation of taxpayer trust. Do you know what? Everything shouldn't be looked at through the eyes of the taxpayer. It should be looked at through the eyes of the human being. This is the most basic form of government assistance. You're going to die tonight unless you get some free insulin? Sure, here, fill out a piece of paperwork. Here's a vial of insulin. Don't die tonight. And done. It is the very least we can do as a society, as human beings, to make sure our fellow human beings don't die needlessly because a pharmaceutical executive has determined that a product which used to cost one-tenth of what it costs now needs to be charged a maximum amount so that they can get their kick-ass jet ski. But here you are, proud Republicans. And you look at that 8-year-old child and you say, it's time to die because I would rather kill you and watch you die than waste taxpayer money. How do you get to that point? How do you get so cold and callous and empty and soulless? How do you get so anti-Christian? Seriously, as I'm calling you guys out because you guys all claim to be Christian. How do you get to that point where you gleefully applaud, yay, we're going to kill people like they need insulin. We're going to kill them. Yay! Because the Democrats didn't put it on a spreadsheet. The epitome of a failed government is when the most basic of needs of its citizens, its taxpayers, is not even on the agenda of said government. And as they sit there and they call up their millionaire donors and they tell them, good news, we're going to let that little 8-year-old die and we're going to give that money back to you because you're a millionaire. Please hire me for a lobbying gig after I get done with this job, okay? How do you get to this point? How are you this broken as a human being that human life means so little to you? How? I used to occasionally vote Republican. And the Republicans I used to vote for, they themselves would have never gone along with stuff like this. And yet here you guys are at this point. And some of you used to be moderates. Some of you used to have some sense. I might not have agreed with you, but you made some sense, at least in your arguments. But here you are, your proud moment. I am going to make sure an 8-year-old child with diabetes dies tonight so that we don't waste one taxpayer dollars. Win! You guys are all broken to the core. And no, you're not going to be able to pray this away. You're not. You're killing people. And you, elected Republican officials, could do something about this to save these human beings who will die. And yet, you refuse. Because the money is more important than the life. Shame on all of you. Shame on all of you. You disgust me. You're disgusting. And if I can give you one little piece of advice, I want you to think about it as, I want you to take a look at a photo of a kid who needs insulin and say to yourself, what happens if this kid needs insulin one night and can't get it and dies? And I voted against the program that would have saved this child's life. Because once again, I cannot believe Michelle Benson, if she was in a studio with me right now and there was an 8-year-old kid who was going to die by the end of the evening because they didn't have insulin, she wouldn't crack open her wallet right there and give money. But the reality is we have this lack of culpability because we do it through votes and bills and this sort of thing. It's still human beings, for God's sakes. It's still human life. You guys all scream how pro-life you are. Bull crap. You guys are not pro-life. You've never been pro-life. You're for duping the anti-abortion crowd into voting for you, but you could care less about these lives. And you've just proven it again. And you will... And you'll do it again. Might be cancer research. Might be colonoscopy. Might be something else. Might be food for the hungry. Might be getting someone off the street. It might be stopping gay conversion therapy that does not work so that you're not torturing a gay kid to death. But yet, you can't get out of your own way. You're horrible, horrible, horrible human beings. You're anti-Christian. As a Catholic, I can say this. Jesus is not on your side. He is not on your side. He's nowhere near you people. And you are the most soulless group of people I've ever seen in my entire life. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll wrap up the show for the week when we come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many listeners know that I founded Human Inspiration Works, LLC, which trains on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming to diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on diversity and inclusion. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change the way they see the world. I'd love to help make your organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
The entire buying experience with Rudy Luther Toyota is so worthwhile. Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance with every new Toyota purchased. Their super staff is wonderful, always ready to help. And there's the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at holiday station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Head on over to Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Anytime is the right time to update your music collection, so stop in at the Electric Fetus and browse their massive selection. You'll find everything from rock and pop to international and roots, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Not only is the Electric Fetus the best stop for music, but they also carry a wide and unique range of gifts. bath products, clothing, books, stationery, candles, incense, you name it. That's The Electric Fetus at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Have a wonderful Memorial Day out there. And to all the people who currently are veterans or have served over the history of this country, a big salute to you. A great thank you. You are in my memory. I really do appreciate it very much. Thank you very much for your service as we go through Memorial Day. Scott Van Pelt on ESPN. He's about on the one good guy left, I think, on ESPN. I really do. I'm not a big fan of many of the other guys that are on there, but he actually took on the St. Thomas getting booted from MIAC issue. And I think his point is the best one I have heard. He says, I try to see it how it's anything other than what it is, but I can't. What it feels like is the parents in town who don't like the little leaguer who strikes out their kids and hits it into the cornfield over there, so they try to ban it. And I should mention, once again, St. Thomas wasn't this dominant team until they hired their current football coach. And they hired him in, 2007, and they've been fairly dominant. They haven't been consistently dominant, but they've been fairly dominant. And I think the rest of the MIAC's a bunch of little – they're just being a bunch of babies, if you want to know the truth. And, St. Thomas is looking like the golden child here. Okay, you can say anything you like, but the reality is that this was just a dumb decision, and all you did is devalue your own conference by getting rid of St. Thomas. Story I alluded to earlier when I was talking about Nancy Pelosi about how things are changing, how we're trying to save democracy. A judge in Utah this week was suspended for 6 months without pay because he criticized Donald Trump on his private Facebook posts. Salt Lake Tribune reports that Utah's high court ruled on Thursday that Judge Michael Kwan violated judicial standards by attacking the president in his Facebook posts and who also occasionally makes jokes about him in the classroom. In the courtroom, although it is a classroom to a point. We never argued that the judge should not be sanctioned, but we did argue that the 6 month suspension was too severe. Supreme Court obviously felt otherwise. So I want to make sure we understand this. The Utah Supreme Court suspended this judge for 6 months for making fun of Donald Trump. Can I ask you something? How many conservative judges did they suspend during the Obama administration? How many? For their private Facebook posts. Because I get the impression that if you went through Utah conservative judges, you would find on their private Facebook pages tons of anti-Obama and probably racist things about Obama on some of them. But yet this guy criticizes and all of a sudden you have standards. Here's the point I'm going to make. If we don't start trying to save this country, we are going to lose it. This is a judge who has been told in your private life, you can't think this way. You can't speak this way. You can't do not publicly on his private Facebook page that he cannot have freedom of speech and have his own opinion. It's the same exact thing they're going after those two people from the FBI on. How dare they not think Trump was great? If they thought Obama was bad or Clinton was bad, oh, that was fine. Folks, we are teetering on the edge. And if Nancy Pelosi doesn't start doing her job, I'm afraid where we're going to go. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. We're back on Tuesday. Until then.